Back here to wrap up our high school football coaches preview show as we talk with Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. Coach Case entering year number 25 as the head coach up at South Central Calhoun between Southern Cal and South Central Calhoun. 189 wins in his career so far. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you been doing?
Can be found old. 25 years. Actually, as a whole,
yeah.
25 years. Coach, but you know, every year is exciting, Jeff, and we just appreciate everything that you do for the surrounding area, for our school, and just for all the kids around here. I mean, you're pretty special around our area, and you've done a great job for a long time. So we appreciate everything that you're doing. But yeah, we're looking forward to a great year, and we'll just see how things play out on Friday nights. But we're excited to get back at it.
Well, Coach, you and I same age, so if you're old because of 25 years, I'm old. I've been here 22 talking with you, so it's been a very enjoyable 22 years, and you mentioned what we do. You make it easy for us, so we thank you very much for all you do for Carroll Broadcasting and our coverage of your school and the area schools as well, so thanks for that. You mentioned the start of a new season. It's also the first year in a new district here in Class 1A District 2. You and I were chatting here during the commercial break. Not as big a travels maybe as what you've had. Some of these teams you're pretty familiar with, pretty much all of them, but there's also going to be some teams in this year that where you're not for sure what they've got coming back and what they're going to be like this year.
Jeff, we're really looking forward to our district. I mean, as far as travel is concerned, yeah, I think our longest trip is about an hour and 15 minutes. We're going over to Jewel this year. But as far as it has been compared to the last couple of years, it's relatively short travel distance for us. So we're expecting our crowds to follow. We're expecting the Titan Nation to just kind of be with us no matter where we're at, whether we're home or away. So we're looking forward to that. And, you mentioned the district as well. We're familiar with South Hamilton. We've played Emmitsburg in the past. We've really seen all these teams before, but there's a couple of teams on here that we hadn't played for a few years. And, like Manson Northwest Webster, and they're going to be really good. I mean, I know that they lost a bunch of kids out their senior class from this last year, but, success breeds success. And I know that they're excited about what they're bringing back as well. So we're going to have our hands full with those guys. I mean, Emmitsburg is still Emmitsburg. It's traditionally very, very sound, very, very good. South Hamilton, again, we got to go over there to their place. So an hour and 15 minutes on the road, I mean, we'll see if that has an effect on our kids or not. But I think that they're going to be pretty good. They just, ground and pound. I mean, they're going to run that wishbone type stuff and just kind of make you stop them that way. And then we play Pocahontas and East Sac. And, we've seen these guys for years. We've had great competition with them. It's great rivalries between the two opponents as well. So we're just looking for a great district year. I don't know where we're going to end up as far as wins and losses are concerned, but we're looking forward to the competition within our district.
Coach, I think about 11 starters back from last season, having that type of experience, even though I know you're going to have a mix of some youth probably with those veterans that have started for a couple of years, does that help making the transition from one district to another a little easier?
Not necessarily. We ended up 4-4 last, 4-5 overall last year. We were 3-3 in our district and so forth, 4-4 in regular season. And to be honest with you, over the last 3 years, we've got a losing season. We're 13-14, and we're trying to just, we're trying to turn that corner again and get back to where we used to be as far as South Central Calhoun football is more concerned. We do bring back quite a few people. In all reality, we bring back our front seven from last year. Hopefully that translates into more experience, kids understanding exactly what we're looking for offensively and defensively through special teams. And, hopefully they'll just take that step forward this year. But until we get on the field, we really don't know. I mean, we've had a pretty good offseason. I think that some of the things are starting to click. But once again, once you start getting across from different competition, I just wonder how things are going to play out and if things are going to click, if kids are going to be the same wavelength as far as communication is concerned. And if that happens, I think that we could have a really special year. If it doesn't happen, then we're just going to have to kind of go game by game, play by play, and just see how things play out.
Coach, who are you going to rely on to kind of take this team by the horns and kind of lead it for you this season?
Well, we've had four captains that have been doing a tremendous job, to be honest with you, in this offseason. And that's Charlie Natchez, a three-year starter for us. He's back as a tight end and linebacker. Jace Peterson, a three-year starter for us. He's an offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Wyatt Merck is a three-year starter, offensive line, defensive line. And then Quinn Roller is a kid that is just a special kid. He's a kid that's just worked his tail off. And obviously, the kids and the team have seen that, and they voted him as a captain as well. He's also an offensive lineman, defensive lineman. But those kids have really taken the bull by the horns and have done a great job this offseason of getting the kids prepared through our strength and conditioning and also through our agility. And they've done some great things here in the preseason within our camp and the first week of practice. So great leadership that way, and hopefully the young kids are going to follow suit with what they're trying to bring to the table.
I know you guys do what you do, so probably no style changes this year with the athletes that you have?
Probably not. I mean, again, with that year of experience and them understanding, being three-year starters, a lot of them, and some of them two-year starters now, understanding schematics, I mean, we really don't want to change a ton. Obviously, you're going to have a few wrinkles here and there, especially since I'm kind of stepping away from the offensive side of it. We're going to have two new coordinators. DJ Erkenbrack is going to call our run game, and Derek Kinnis is going to call our pass game this year. Kurt Batta is back as our defensive coordinator. So I know that they're going to add some new wrinkles. They're young guys, and they see the game a little bit different than I do, which is awesome. And it's going to be great to see what they bring to the table that way. So I'm excited. But as far as the base is concerned, we've always been that full house. You always want to be able to run the football, and nothing else has changed from when I first started, back in 1995. So that's kind of what we do, and that's where we build our base on.
Coach, where do you want to see the biggest improvement this year from last year?
We're really been at some spots. I'm not saying that we're bad at some spots, and every team's going to have weaknesses and so forth. And I think that one of our overall weaknesses right now is just that overall depth. If we can build on that and we can get some young guys to just kind of buy in and understand what we're trying to look for, especially through the first three non-district games, and we can get better before we get into the district season, then I like our chances. But right now, I mean, we're kind of thin up front. We've got good quality kids up front, but we're kind of thin up front as far as when you start getting into the depth. And then skill position wise, I mean, we're looking basically at one position right now that we're still trying to find some kids that are step up and take ownership in that responsibility. And if we do, I think that we could have a pretty special year as long as we stay healthy. So as far as improvement is concerned, yeah, just taking that next step forward with all these returning starters.
Young guys, who are some of the young guys that might be able to step into some key roles for you this year?
Hardy last year, the freshman. So he's back at that center role. Extremely smart kid, athletic kid, strong kid. And he's done a nice job of just calling out the defensive fronts on this and with his communication. So I think we're going to take a step forward that way with having him back. And he'll probably work on the defensive side of the ball as well. He's an offensive lineman, defensive lineman. I mean, he's 6'2", 220, 25 pounds, runs well as well. Trenton Daniel, another sophomore, offensive lineman, defensive lineman. I think he's 6'3", 6'4", 25, 260. He started for us a couple of games last year as well. And then Cooper Natchez, another sophomore to be. He played fullback for us for a couple of games last year. He's back. He's looking pretty good that way. So as far as the young kids are concerned, and the sophomores are concerned, those are probably three of them that are probably, step in right away and just keep on getting better that way. Cade Higgins has an opportunity. I think he's in a dogfight right now with Luke Patterson as far as the quarterback position is concerned. Luke Patterson started four games for us last year. We went 2-2 with him. He's a junior. He built a little bit different than Cade. I mean, Luke's probably 5'10", 70, 75 pounds. So he's built just a little bit different. Cade's 6'4", 160 pounds. That throws a really nice ball as well. So, right now we still have some competition out there. as far as fighting for positions. And, you know, that's good to have. It's good to see. And, you know, hopefully it all works itself out over the first three non-district games.
Coach, what's the biggest keys for you guys this season?
Staying healthy, Jeff. We're have to make sure that we just limit the contact quite a bit during practices, making sure we're taking probably more mental reps than anything else, saving the kids just so they're available for our Friday night games. I mean, if we get them hurt during practices, that's never a good thing, right? So we got to make sure that we keep these guys healthy. And at the same time, I mean, just make sure that we're taking steps forward week in and week out, playing and play out. So that's the biggest thing right now. Special teams, I mean, that's always a huge part of it. Coach Heath Walters is, you know, this is his second year running that program as well. And he's done a really nice job here in the preseason of getting kids in tune to what he's trying to throw out there and what he's trying to implement from that stage of the game. So we are really excited over here, Jeff. Like I said, I mean, you just never know what you're going to get. Face different competition, and you know that's still a couple weeks away. So we've got a couple of weeks to kind of just build on what we've been pretty good at, our positives, and we've got a couple of weeks to work on the things that we really need to improve on. So hopefully by week one, we're not going to be, you know, totally squared away. We know that we're going to make some mistakes and so forth, but we're going to know an awful lot about ourselves in the next 2 weeks.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun catching up with you. Appreciate all the time. Looking forward to talking with you each and every week throughout the season this year, and appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season.
Absolutely. We always thank you and appreciate you and everything you do, Jeff. So keep up the great work.
Head Coach Brian Case again joining us here from South Central Calhoun. Thanks for listening to our high school football preview show here on KCIM.